You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Meet Marjorie Taylor Greene. In Congress, she represents Georgia's 14th district, right outside Atlanta. And in life, she represents some views right outside of reality.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she won her House race for a district in Northwest Georgia. She has in the past promoted the QAnon conspiracy theory.
Q is a patriot. We know that for sure. But we do not know who Q is. People believe that Q is someone very close to President Trump. According to him, many in our government are actively worshiping Satan, or they call Moloch. I mean, is it going to be true that the child pedophilia in the elites in the Washington, D.C., is that what we're really going to see come out? Is it going to be satanic worship?
Q is in the House of Representatives.
Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is hardly the first member of Congress to hold some out there beliefs. I mean, Ted Cruz believes that beard is working for him. But QAnon is not just extreme, it's delusional, people. How are you going to be in the government and believe that the government is full of Satan-worshipping sex predators? I mean, it must be exhausting to be walking around the halls of Congress, just constantly opening doors like,
aha! No, just a supply closet. Gotcha! No, just a copy room. Bam! No, that's my office. Man, I'm so lost.
And it's not just QAnon. In fact, it seems like Greene has a conspiracy theory for every letter of the alphabet.
The Trump-backing Republican embraces completely false QAnon conspiracy theories, and in a newly uncovered video from 2018, claimed former President Obama is Muslim, the Clintons had JFK Jr. killed, and even questioned whether a plane crashed into the Pentagon on 9/11.
It's odd. There's never any evidence shown for a plane in the Pentagon.
Facebook posts have surfaced in which Greene called the deadly Parkland High School shooting fake, along with video showing her harassing Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg.
Why are you supporting red flag gun laws that attack our Second Amendment rights?
How do you get avid gun owners and people that support the Second Amendment to give up their guns and go along with anti-gun legislation? How do you do that? Maybe you accomplish that by performing a mass shooting into a crowd that is very likely to be conservative. Is that what happened in Las Vegas?
Have you seen the picture of Ruth Bader Gingrich walking through the airport?
Yeah, like the body double for Hillary Clinton. So it's interesting. Yeah. So
I do not believe that was Ruth. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't either.
Wow. Okay. So RBG has a body double. Hillary Clinton has a body double. This one makes it sound like everyone has their own body double. I mean, that's such a silly thing to believe.
Yo, The Weeknd, they're onto us. Get out of there, man, run!
But the big question is, how did Osama bin Karen get elected to Congress in the first place? Well, it turns out she was lucky to be one of 9 Republicans running for the seat, so everyone's attention was spread around instead of focused all on her. Kind of like how there are so many different kinds of Oreo now that you hardly even notice that one of the flavors is human flesh. And while some of the QAnon stuff did come out, mostly what voters knew about her was that she was a hardcore Trump supporter. And yeah, she sometimes sounded like a crazy person, but only in a comforting, familiar way.
She's a former CrossFit gym owner who has had a few roles at her father's construction company, but really has no political background at all.
America's the greatest country in the world. We need conservatives in Washington that will keep it that way.
The Democrat Party is no longer an American party. They are now the party of socialism. They want to rip our borders wide open. They want to kill babies up until birth and maybe even afterwards.
I have a message for Antifa terrorists. Stay the hell out of Northwest Georgia.
God damn! I know which house I'm skipping on Halloween. And by the way, everyone's freaking out about Green's QAnon beliefs, but if you ask me, the scarier cult she's involved in is CrossFit. I mean, that's just Scientology with jumping jacks. But yes, aside from the cult stuff, a lot of Green's beliefs are pretty typical for today's Republicans. But she also has a little extra something that makes the far right love her even more. It's racism.
Marjorie Taylor Greene also has a track record of incendiary and racist rhetoric.
There is an Islamic invasion into our government offices right now. If you want Islam and Sharia law, you stay over there in the Middle East. You stay there and you go to Mecca and do all your thing. And you know what? You can have a whole bunch of wives or goats or sheep or whatever you want. But that doesn't make me a racist because I say leave the statue up there. The most mistreated group of people in the United States today are white males.
On a now deleted Facebook post, Green questioned whether California's deadly campfire in 2018 was started by lasers beamed down from outer space. Lasers, she says, somehow connected to the Rothschilds, the Jewish European banking family, the target of some of the oldest, laziest, most dangerous anti-Semitic tropes on the books. Jewish space lasers.
Hold on. Jewish space lasers? What, is this lady just playing conspiracy slot machine and going with whatever comes up? Because here's my question. If you were secretly starting a forest fire, why would you use a space laser when you could just use, I don't know, matches? It's such a waste of a Jewish space laser. It's like using the Death Star to make s'mores.
Yes, make sure they're toasty.
And honestly, guys, if you're anti-Semitic, this is a weird way to try and get people on your side. Because when I hear someone saying, Jews have a space laser, I'm like, awesome, can I join? I will say though, it is impressive that Green has some wild racist theory for every group. I mean, no wonder she got elected. Because she's like, I want to be a congresswoman for everyone. Whether you hate Jews, blacks, Muslims, or filthy Canadians, I'm on your side. So, that's who Marjorie Taylor Greene was before she started threatening to kill Democrats. And her calls for violence are nothing new. While some Republicans only came around to supporting an insurrection after Donald Trump lost the election, Green was rallying the troops even before November 2020.
If this generation doesn't stand up and defend freedom, it's gone.
Yeah.
And once it's gone, freedom doesn't come back by itself. The only way you get your freedoms back is it's earned with the price of blood. When we rise up, we can end all of this. We can end it. We can do it peacefully. We can. I hope it doesn't have to, we don't have to do it the other way. I hope not. But we should feel like we will if we have to.
Okay, no guys, I'm sorry, but calls for a violent revolution just don't have the same weight when you're streaming it from your hotel room. It's time for the people to rise up and take back their freedoms. Excuse me, can I get another towel, please? Because I'm going to the pool. Yeah, thank you so much. Let's spill some blood! No, the cabana will be fine, thank you. So now that all these death threats and conspiracy theories have come to light, Congress is trying to figure out how to deal with Green. Do you censure her? Do you expel her? Do you use a secret Jewish space laser to distract her like a cat? I mean, one thing's for sure, while Congress tries to decide what to do with her, she's out there getting stuff done herself.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling on President Biden to be impeached.
Just filed articles of impeachment on President Joe Biden. We'll see how this goes.
What a letdown. Marjorie Taylor Greene came to Washington calling for executions, and a few weeks later she's already settling for impeachment? Man, I guess Congress will turn anyone into a moderate. But you know what? I have a conspiracy theory of my own. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is secretly a Democrat. Yeah, no, think about it. She's making Republicans look unhinged. She's from Georgia, which we all know is a blue state, and she's a member of Congress, which she herself believes is a satanic demonic cult. Now, if I'm correct, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Democrat, well, that's great news for everyone, because that would be the only way that Republicans would actually want to hold her accountable for anything she's done. The post by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who gave a harrowing account of her personal experience during the Capitol attack.
We're getting an eye-opening new look inside last month's siege on the U.S. Capitol.
Ocasio-Cortez describing the impact of the riots, sharing details about what happened to her during the insurrection at the Capitol, telling her viewers she felt like she was going to die.
All of a sudden, I hear boom, 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 boom on my door, like this. Like I'm here, and the bathroom door starts going like this. Like the bathroom door is behind me, or rather in front of me, and I'm like this, and the door hinges right here. And I just hear, where is she? Where is she? And this was the moment where I thought everything was over. You know, I just happened to, you know, be a spiritual person and be raised in that context. And I really just felt like, you know, if this is the plan for me, then people will be able to take it from here.
Wow. You know, for a lot of us at home, the Capitol riots were basically an action movie on TV. I mean, it was scary and tense and terrifying, but at the end of the day, we were just watching it. But an action movie is very different when you are actually in the movie. I mean, AOC and other members of Congress literally thought that they were going to die. On a Wednesday afternoon, no less. I mean, nobody should die in the middle of the week. That means you went to work on Monday and Tuesday for nothing. And thank God that no members of Congress were actually hurt. But even just believing that you're going to die is a major trauma. And AOC handled it way better than I would have. I mean, she was like, if this is where my journey ends, so be it. Whew. If I thought I was about to die, I wouldn't be pondering my journey. I'd be trying to delete my browser history. And to everyone out there who's saying, oh, how scared could she really have been? How scared could she have been? Think about how terrified you get when someone knocks on the bathroom door when there isn't even a riot. Someone's in here! Oh God, now they're gonna know that I poop. So I'm glad that AOC shared the story because many Republicans in Congress would like to just pretend that this shit never happened, that the lives of Congress members and their staff weren't in danger, and that police officers guarding the Capitol weren't injured and killed. But if there's no accountability, then it becomes easier and easier for it to happen again. And the last thing we need from this action movie is a sequel.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Washington, D.C., home of America's sharpest penis. Ever since metal detectors were installed outside the House of Representatives in the wake of the Capitol riots, Republicans have been causing a scene by trying to sneak past with their own guns. And it's gotten so bad that Democrats had to finally lay down the law.
Fines for House members who refuse to pass through new metal detectors. The $5,000 fine for a first offense and a $10,000 fine after that will be deducted straight from lawmakers' salaries. Every Republican present voted against this new rule proposed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the wake of the Capitol insurrection. Some Republicans, like Louie Gohmert of Texas, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, and Andy Harris of Maryland, they have already tried to defy these new security screenings.
Whew. You gotta admit, man, these Republicans have got some balls. They're really out here like, I need my guns. This place is dangerous. Any minute now, I could incite another riot. Look, man, there is no reason that any member of Congress should need a gun on the floor of the House. None, okay, maybe except Louie Gohmert. I mean, he needs his gun for hunting rabbits. So look, I hope that these fines will finally force Republicans to behave themselves. On the other hand, though, bringing your gun in and paying the fine anyway might just be the way Republicans flex from now on. They'll just be walking around like, yeah, that's right, I got that metal detector money, bitch. Speaking of the insurrection, one thing that set it off was the conspiracy theory that the Democrats stole the election using rigged voting machines from the company Dominion. It's a conspiracy theory that was pushed by Trump supporters like Mike Lindell, the MyPillow founder and alt-right Mario, and the right-wing network Newsmax talked about it all the time. But last month, Dominion finally told Newsmax, yo, if you don't get our name out of your mouth, we're gonna sue your Channel 349-ass network into oblivion. And based on what happened yesterday when Lindell tried to go back on Newsmax, the network is taking that threat seriously.
We have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof. And then when they took it down about 3 weeks ago, when I put it back up, my personal,
thank you very much. You're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know that there's nothing substantive that we've seen. And let me read you something there. While there were some clear evidence of some cases of vote fraud and election irregularities, the election results in every state were certified, and Newsmax accepts the results as legal and final. The courts have also supported that view. We wanted to talk to you about canceling culture, if you will. We don't want to relitigate the allegations that you're making, Mike, because we understand where you are. So let me ask you this. Do you think that this should be temporary? Because it appears to be permanent. Could you make an argument that it is temporary?
What?
Could you make an argument that this could be a temporary banning rather than permanent?
No, I want it to be a permanent because you know what? They did this because I'm revealing all the evidence on Friday of all the election fraud with these machines. So I'm sorry if you think it's not
Real. Can I ask our producers, can we get out of here, please? I don't want to have to keep going over this. We at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those allegations.
Mike, hold on a second. Everybody, hold on a second. Mike, hold on 1 second. Let's talk a little bit about just what is happening.
Damn. That defamation lawsuit has Newsmax shook. See that dude? He pieced out of there like the Chipotle just hit. But you see, that's the power of the courts right there. Because Mike Lindell tried to stage a coup, and Newsmax was fine with inviting him on. But the second he started saying shit that was gonna get them sued, all of a sudden they were like, no, my man. Overthrowing the government is one thing, but a lawsuit, that shit's serious. And keep in mind, this is Newsmax we're talking about. Remember, Newsmax is like Fox News after it stopped taking its meds. But at least for a minute, Dominion managed to sue them into behaving like actual journalists.
According to this statement from my lawyer, your facts are incorrect.
It's safe to say that any NBA game where LeBron plays is gonna be exciting. But the real action at Monday's Lakers-Hawks game was happening courtside.
She's being called courtside Karen after getting into a heated courtside exchange with LeBron James.
Just got kicked out of the game for talking to LeBron James.
Don't talk to my husband like that!
But during the verbal altercation with LeBron, her mask came down. You can hear a security guard talk to her. Once she got kicked out, she was still livid.
Listen, let me tell you. LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out. And I stood up and I go, don't talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will you up.
LeBron added the following quote, I thought I was talking to a father and daughter. Until she started calling him husband, I was stunned.
Ooh, the shade. LeBron finished that game with 21 points, 9 assists, and 1 murder. But come on, guys, we know that that guy wasn't her dad. Because a daughter would have just been like, oh my God, Dad, you're embarrassing me. Drag him, LeBron. By the way, it is really good to see fans in the arenas again, you know? They're just like, suck these nuts, you piece of shit. Man, it's so good to be back. I've missed you, LeBron. Regardless, it appears we now have yet another breed of Karen. Yes, my friends, they're mutating faster than the coronavirus. And just like coronavirus, Karens are a huge drain on American society. Luckily for them and us, now there's a place where Karens can go for treatment.
There's an epidemic in this country that's spiraling out of control.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Women across the country lashing out, flying off the handle, set off by problems great and small. Mostly small.
And you're not wearing a mask, can you step away?
Can you show me your papers?
That man harassed me for not wearing a mask. I have a breathing problem.
I have a right to my pizza.
If you or someone you love exhibits these disturbing symptoms, there is hope. The Care Intervention Virtual Rehab Clinic. We study and treat the root causes and behaviors of the Karen and reintegrate them into society as fully functioning citizens who mind their own damn business. You'll come to us a Karen, but leave a Brittany or Denise or whatever your name was before. Unless it was Karen, in which case you're gonna have to change it. No matter what type of Karenism you suffer from, we can help. We specialize in a wide range of wild and out women, including MAGA Karens, drive-through Karens, and even COVID Karens.
They won't let me in without a mask, but it's my constitutional right to buy Froyo and cough on whoever I want to.
Karen, let's just try on a face mask, see how it feels, yeah?
But I can't breathe.
You can breathe. Or you wouldn't be complaining so much.
My face has rights!
But of all the Karens we treat, I'm most proud of our work with racist Karens.
Hi, yes, I'd like to report a black man who is trying to come in my door. He says he's a mailman, but can you please send somebody quick?
Karen, I'd like you to try some exposure therapy now. Roy, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Desi?
Okay, this is my friend Roy. I just want you to watch him for a few minutes without losing your mind.
Look out, he's got a gun!
It's a sandwich, Karen.
Can I go?
Once you check in, our therapies will cut straight to the root of your Karening. I think the manager that you really need to speak to is the one that's inside here. Another breakthrough. Don't wait to seek help. Call us now. We know how good you are at whipping out your phone. Rehabilitation is possible. And I know that because I'm not just a counselor here. I'm also in recovery.
This coffee's cold. I'm calling the police.
It was cold.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, rising Republican star and the friend everyone ignores in the group text. Greene is known for her history of deranged beliefs, ranging from racist conspiracy theories about Jewish space lasers to supporting calls to execute Democratic politicians. Now, Democrats can't stop her from serving in Congress, and they definitely can't stop her from saying crazy shit. But today they decided to give her just a little less input on running the country.
Tonight, House Democrats taking an unprecedented step, voting to strip freshman Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a member of the opposing party, of her committee assignments.
She's going to be removed from the House Education and Labor Committee, as well as the House Budget Committee. She's going to be a member of the House of Representatives for the next 2 years, but she's going to be a member without being able to serve on any of these committees.
Yes, people, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been kicked off her committees. But if you think about it, this is a pretty sweet deal for Green. Basically, her punishment for acting insane was to do less work for the same amount of money. And honestly, I think kicking her off these committees could actually backfire. The last thing you want to do with a crazy person is give them time to be crazy. That's why they should put her on all the committees. Then you'll never hear from her again. Excuse me, when are we gonna talk about those Jewish space lasers?
Well, no, first we need to discuss the budget for the asphalt acquisitions. Sharon, do you have the report?
I don't know. Do I have time to report, bitch?
Oh, come on. I didn't say that. That was Yashiro.
So Democrats have made their position on Marjorie Taylor Greene clear, but Republicans are a different story. While some prominent senators have spoken out against her, House Republicans held a meeting last night where they decided to stick with her, or at the very least, look the other way.
House Republicans hosted a marathon meeting overnight.
There's a lot of questions that have to be answered, and we've got to be able to do that in a family meeting to help bring people back together.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, who escaped any punishment yesterday over her very extreme views, including endorsing political violence and anti-Semitic falsehood.
Sources say Greene was given a standing ovation from half of the members in the room after she expressed remorse for some of her past comments.
So I think it would be helpful if you could hear exactly what she told all of us, denouncing QAnon. I don't know if I say it right. I don't even know what it is. Any from the shootings. She said she knew nothing about lasers or all the different things that have been brought up about her.
Damn, Kevin McCarthy, he's a GOP OG. I didn't hear shit, didn't see shit, and I definitely don't know shit. Shit. It's truly amazing that this guy acts like he doesn't even know what QAnon is, even after they tried to kill him. I mean, most people would have at least Googled them at that point. Like, eventually, Carol Baskin must have been like, okay, I'll bite. Who is this Tiger King guy? Because, I mean, I should figure this out, right? And it's not like these guys don't have the time to research conspiracy theories. Because when it comes to Hunter Biden, they remember every word like it's the lyrics to their favorite song. The Burisma emails decrypted from the Delaware laptop have been verified by Tony Bablinski. But then ask them about the biggest right-wing cult in the country and they're like, Kunan? Kwahunana? Man, who can keep track of this stuff? But to be fair to Kevin McCarthy, he's far from the only Republican who'd rather look like a dumbass than take a position on Marjorie Taylor Greene and her crazy beliefs. Although some Republicans are a little smoother at it than others.
Newly elected Senator, arch-conservative from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, tells CNN he doesn't know anything about the congresswoman because the bad weather kept him from reading the news.
It's traveling, this weather has been a little rough looking at any news or whatever.
Really? He hasn't been looking at the news because the weather's been rough? I know it's Alabama, but is this dude getting his news by stagecoach?
It's been so stormy, the Pony Express hasn't made it out here with the latest tweets.
Clearly, Marjorie Taylor Greene has become a distraction and a liability for the Republican Party, which is maybe why she decided to step up on the floor of the House today and disavow many of her past insane beliefs.
When I started finding misinformation, lies, things that were not true in these QAnon posts, I stopped believing it. School shootings are absolutely real. And every child that is lost, those families mourn it. I also want to tell you 9/11 absolutely happened. So that I definitely want to tell you, I do not believe that it's fake.
Ooh, looks like someone started listening to the reasonable voices in her head. Although this woman is so crazy that her saying that 9/11 happened makes me go, wait, did it? But hey, I'm glad that she's come around to the standard Republican belief that school shootings are real and that nothing should be done to stop them. But you may not want to give Greene too much credit for disavowing these conspiracies, since it turns out she doesn't take responsibility for believing them in the first place.
What I did is I started looking up things on the internet and I stumbled across something, and this was at the end of 2017, called QAnon. I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret. Because if it weren't for the Facebook post and comments that I liked in 2018, I wouldn't be standing here today and you couldn't point a finger and accuse me of anything wrong.
Wow. I've never seen someone try to delete their browser history in real life. But yes, you see, it's all Facebook's fault for allowing her to believe in those things. So don't blame her, blame Mark Zuckerberg with his social media lies and his space lasers. And look, man, Marjorie Taylor Greene isn't the first person to believe things that she read on the internet, but her defense isn't really reassuring because basically what she's saying is, yes, up until now, I believed that school shootings were fake, 9/11 didn't happen, and that Jewish space lasers blew up California. But that's only because I'm incapable of separating fantasy from reality. So let's do the right thing and let me go back to making laws. Before we go, this Black History Month, please consider supporting Dreaming Out Loud. They're an organization that's increasing access to healthy food in marginalized communities and building a sustainable food system that employs and works for people of all backgrounds. If you'd like to support their cause, then all you gotta do is check out the link below.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.